This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in February 18th of this year. We're talking no other than Premier Biomedical, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. And with us today is the co-founder, CEO, and president of the company, Mr. William Hartman. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your listening audience.
You know, you've had a lot of news come out in the last couple of days, especially this joint venture. Bring us up to speed. What's going on with that?
Well, Everett, we've had great technology, but it's sometimes you have to work hard to get the visibility necessary. So we formed a joint venture with three other companies that had lobbyists. They had the attention of a very large defense contractor, multifaceted defense contractor. Didn't even know that they were in the business of the healthcare business. But at any rate, they set up a series of meetings after we formed the organization. And we took five or six technologies to them, pooled from the group. And the defense contractor picked two that they really wanted to pursue, and they were both of ours. That is PTSD. In the laboratory a few years ago, working with the William Beaumont Army Medical Center and the University of Texas, we developed a cure for PTSD in the laboratory. I mean, that's huge. At any rate, they also picked one of our new products, an anti-addiction patch that we are developing. We don't have it in hand yet, but we are working. We've got the design, and we're building prototypes. So the bottom line is this very large defense contractor, we've had two meetings with them, and they are interested in those two projects. And frankly, that's very great news for us.
Do you know why they're interested in both of those projects?
Well, of course, they're a defense contractor, and they want to invest money in both of these. And obviously, if they want to invest money, they think there's a return of 100 or more to one. And PTSD is something that the government's been looking for a long time. I mean, veterans and service people are committing suicide at the rate of one per hour.
That's crazy.
One per hour. There is no cure for PTSD simply because of the blood-brain barrier. You can't take a pill or take a shot, yet you have to process the cerebrospinal fluid. There are three cytokines in the cerebrospinal fluid, and using our patented technology, we can remove those. And then the anti-addiction patch, I mean, everybody understands that addiction is a government interest, a severe interest. I mean, there's several hundred people a week are dying of drug overdoses. And this patch, you put it on, and it's got our patented medication. We have a patent on this medication, as well as a hemp oil extract. And we put the three ingredients together, put them in a patch, and you put it on the individual for 7 to 10 days duration. That's the design anyway. And they lose their desire for drugs. No, they don't get a high anymore. So this could be huge. It could be the biggest thing we've ever developed. And obviously, we're very excited about it.
And you think that'll come out here in the next 2 or 3 months?
We expect to have prototypes and be in development early in the fourth quarter. In fact, we could be as early as September, we're building prototypes, and we're very interested in getting this development to proceed. You know, the first iteration, we used the formulation we felt was effective. And, you know, of course, there's going to be trials and a little more of this, a little less of that. But we think we could have this thing finalized in the fourth quarter. At least that's our goal.
What's going on in Brazil?
We formed an organization in Brazil. We signed with a group in Brazil, and they were really acting as agents, surveying the entire South American market for opportunities. And another individual, another agent has stepped forward, and they have investors, they have a group, and we have sent them an agreement. They're going through it, and we expect to have that inked within the next few weeks. I'm sure there's going to be some plus and minuses and going back and forth, but they claim they have investors available, and they have to certify all medications through Anvisa, which is the Brazilian FDA. And we believe that because of an international treaty that the United States, Brazil, and the entire European market has signed, as well as Japan and South Korea, that what that'll do is enable us to get these medications through Anvisa much faster than normal. So we're very we're looking forward to working that to everyone's advantage.
My guest today is William Hartman. He is the co-founder, CEO, and president of Premier Biomedical, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. A lot of people, a lot of chatter about your stock price. I know you're not a forecaster, but if you could give us your thoughts about what's going on with it, I think my listeners would appreciate that.
Well, Everett, we've had our share of issues and opportunities, and we view every problem as an opportunity. And if you take it that way, it can work out to your advantage. For example, some of the opportunities we've had is that our extra strength products advertise CBD. Our regular strength products were hemp oil extract. Well, the net result of having a CBD product is we're banned from Amazon, Google, and eBay, and our credit card processor said they're no longer going to be handling anything with CBD. So we have a new credit card processor. We bought a new company out called Health Station, and they are going to be marketing an entire line, revamped line, of hemp oil extract products, and we're not going to be selling CBD per se, but it's going to be hemp oil extract. So we expect to have this new company up and running probably within a month. And our stock, we've taken punishment from our former lenders. They're selling very rapidly, in fact, overselling the market and pushing the stock price down. But the good news is they're going to be sold out here one of these days, hopefully very soon. And then we have some new lenders that are giving that purchased restricted shares, and they're going to be about 4 or 5 months before they can begin selling anything. They appear to be much more, shall we say, friendly in terms of how they are going to be selling stock when they do sell. Our goal is to get out of the borrowing business, and we're hoping at least the early indications are this large defense contractor has indicated they're going to invest a lot of money in each of these projects. Obviously, they're going to be looking for a piece of the business, and we're going to be negotiating that with them very shortly, and that should put us out of the business of borrowing money from the typical equity market.
Before I let you go, Bill, what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
What I want them to take away is we believe that this opportunity with PTSD, we knew that we had this potential cure for PTSD 4 or 5 years ago, but we could never get the visibility. This defense contractor is huge, and they're interested in it, and they're putting money into it. That says they think that there's a real opportunity. And the anti-addiction patch, there virtually is no competition, little or no competition in that market. And we have the patents on the PTSD process, We have two patents in that area. We have one patent on the contents or formulation of the anti-addiction patch. That should put us in a very unique position. And I think, you know, we're hoping to see a real change in our stock fortunes in the very, very near future. And what time frame are we looking for? Probably by year end, I believe you're going to see announcements that are going to drive our stock price up. At least that's our goal. Everett, there are always issues that come up. I can't guarantee anything. I'm excited.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Again, if you're looking for a ground floor opportunity for healthcare or biomedical company, look no further than Premier Biomedical Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BIEI. You've been listening to the co-founder of the company and CEO of it, Mr. William Hartman. Bill, thank you for stopping by today. I wish you nothing but the best, and hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days.
Thank you, Everett. I always look forward to being with you and your audience.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.